A new list of strict no-nos for women golfers has been released by the LPGA, and it's fair to say they've, well, ruffled a few feathers. Players have been issued with a new set of clothing guidelines. Here's the deal. No short skirts, even if you wear shorts underneath. They've got to be of a length where you can't see, quote, the bottom area. The bottom area of a woman. No plunging necklines, no leggings, unless you wear shorts over top of the leggings. Go figure. And there are many others. The new rules, they take effect this week, and if you don't play along with them, you'll be fined $1,000, and that will double each time an individual re-offends. Well, former New Zealand pro golfer is Marnie Maguire. She's with me this afternoon. Hi, Marnie.
Hi, how are you?
Well, good, but a little baffled. There are some rather interesting rules here, I have to say. One of them, racerback singlets are okay.
Yes.
And we all wear those, but they've got to have a collar on them, for goodness sake, if you're a golfer.
I didn't know if they had collars, actually. I've only ever seen Michelle Wee on TV with one, and she looked great, but I didn't know that they came with collars.
I don't think they do, Marnie.
Okay, so that wipes that out for Michelle then, absolutely.
It's pretty extraordinary. You know, skirts have got to be of a length where even if you're wearing shorts underneath and you're putting, so presumably bent over a little bit, you can't see, as the LPGA says, the bottom area.
Yes.
What do you make of these regulations?
Look, I think there's always a dress code in all professional, with all professional athletes, and there's no difference on the men's tour. They have a dress code. And I think what they're trying to do is just create a very professional attitude out there and you know, presenting themselves well. And I kind of do think that, you know, with a plunging neckline and...
Are there really that many plunging necklines? I mean, your average golfer can't really drive that well if the old, you know, cleavage is out, to be fair.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with you. I think this is probably targeted at some of the new players. And, you know, because I have yet to see any of these issues on the LPGA Tour, watching television. I haven't seen any of these girls wear anything that looks inappropriate. They look fantastic. They're amazing athletes. And they look great.
No difference to tennis, I would have thought. But, you know, there's a bit of a mixed message going on here, because earlier this year, Golf Digest printed a story about the LPGA's sexiest women golfers, and that was heavily criticised. And now the LPGA is asking its golfers to dress as if they're off to Sunday school. So what's important and relevant to a sportswoman when it comes to the attire that she competes in?
Well, I think, you know, a woman going out there in the public eye has to feel incredibly comfortable with what she's wearing. I mean, we're out there and you're there to make a living and to play a game that you love. So first and foremost, it's about the golf and doing the best that you can. But it's also about feeling good about what you're wearing. And most of the girls out there look, you know, they look fantastic. Times have changed from my era when I played. The girls are all very young coming out. In my day, it was the 30-year-olds that were doing great. Now we've got 17-year-olds, 18, 19-year-olds. Well, their demographic is very different in what they're going to wear. And I actually believe that it has raised the level of interest in the women's game. So where it's headed, I'm all for the code, the dress codes that they've put in. I kind of do agree, you know, we don't need to see plunging necklines, but I haven't seen it yet. And, you know, we don't need to see the bottom hanging out, but I haven't seen that yet on television. So I guess they're probably just trying to set a code and so that everybody adheres to it and everybody understands what's expected.
Marnie Maguire, appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you, former New Zealand pro golfer.